I'm Tommy Gimler. The Chicago Bears are pure dog shit. We'll break down just how historically bad they've been.
And I'm Andy Ostroff. Aldon Smith is actually going to pay the 49ers and the NFL to play football this year. That makes him a professional fantasy camper.
And I'm Barry Murphy. Mentally stable DeMarcus Cousins could be a nightmare scenario for Adam Silver in the NBA. And for those of you who took the under on the Kings win total of 29.5.
You know, I already said that we didn't have to read it word for word, but we're off to a good start.
The Daily Upper-Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's the first ever Daily Upper-Decker Dudcast.
All right.
I'm Tommy Gimler. We've got professional comedian Andy Ostroff here.
Yes, that's me.
Andy, how does it feel to be in my house?
It feels nice. It feels nice. I feel welcome.
Nice.
Pretty good. I can't say that for every house I've ever been in, but
And the funny thing, it's not really my house. It's this guy's house. We actually pay rent. This is what helps keep it down. I tell him he's going to be relevant in my life. We'll put him in the next podcast we do. It's Barry Murphy, Chicago sports enthusiast and mainstream television editor.
Thanks for not calling me a degenerate gambler, because you usually introduce me like that.
we'll get to that some other week. We just don't want to, throw you under the bus right away, first show.
Right. And by the way, your wife's done a much better job with my condo than I did when I lived here.
She's done a great job.
It's a lovely home, Kate.
Ostroff, look around. Take a look at everything here. Guess what percentage of everything you see here is mine?
The percentage that's yours? I don't know. Kate's saying zero, but there's got to be something that's yours, so maybe 2%. Are those Budweiser glasses yours?
They are, correct. Yeah, I did a Budweiser gig and got those glasses.
I see some whiskey that could be yours. There's got to be a pair of socks around here somewhere.
That horse head over there is probably yours.
Yeah.
Actually, now come to think of it, I think those Budweiser glasses were given to Kate by my boss. So I don't even think that those Budweiser glasses
yours
are
by association.
Correct. Basically, it's what you see on this table that I bought to do this podcast. That is what constitutes what I own. And the horse mask, of course.
Nice.
Speaking of horse masks, I was able to wear that this weekend at Lambeau Field. And I guess we're not going to call you a degenerate, Barry Murphy, but we are going to throw you under the bus right away as a Bears fan. It's time for the hot mess.
The hot mess.
Hot mess topic number one, Windy City woes. What is wrong with the Chicago Bears? In case you were in a coma this last week because your buddy decided to drink and drive. Let's talk about what happened Sunday night at Lambeau Field. Barry, why don't you tell me you were actually at the game. Congratulations on getting married, by the way. Barry Guitar Murphy was married this weekend.
Congratulations.
And their first day of their honeymoon was actually a trip up to Lambeau Field to see Barry's beloved Chicago Bears play the Green Bay Packers.
Right. I mean, where do you start with this? I think I feel as disgusted as every other Bears fan does. It became laughable at one point. Luckily, I had the over of the Packers 30.5, which came in pretty quick.
Wow.
Which I texted Tommy, who was sitting behind me, as the two lesbians to my left were telling me about their trip to Maui.
It's Green Bay, and everybody's straight. Everybody's straight in Wisconsin.
Yeah, no, it was it's a great place, but yeah, it was an awful game. It's really sad to be a Bears fan. I mean, Andy mentioned it earlier.
It's pretty bad, and it's also been going on for 3 weeks, too, because they lost to the Patriots. They gave up, 55 against the Pats?
So the first team in, 56 years to give up 50 points 2 weeks in a row?
They are the first team since the Rochester Jeffersons to give up two consecutive games.
Was that even football?
It is football. We will get to that. The 1923 Rochester Jeffersons. And it's like, oh, man, it goes all the way back to 1923. The Rochester Jeffersons were a franchise for literally 5 years.
So they just poof, like disappeared. They didn't turn into a different city.
Let's go to their Wikipedia page, which is fact.
First of all, the fact that there was a professional football team in Rochester, I think, is more impressive than any other stat we can list.
Yeah, 90 years ago, the NFL really wasn't flourishing quite as much as it was today.
Today, Rochester isn't flourishing.
They had social media back then. It would have blown up.
Can you imagine that? Something like Bakersfield, like, let's get in this thing right now. Bakersfield just jumps in. Like, we've got plenty of athletes here. So the Rochester Jeffersons from Rochester, New York, played in the National Football League from 1920 to 1925. Formed as an amateur outfit by a ragtag group of Rochester area teenagers after the turn of the 20th
Wait,
century.
Wait, did you just say teenagers?
Correct.
Okay.
The team became known as the Jeffersons in reference to the locale of their playing field on Jefferson Avenue.
Were they moving on up? Like, what the fuck?
Well, You know, this is in 1908. They didn't move on up to the NFL until 1920.
Was it actually the NFL then?
It was the American Professional Football Association. In October of 1917, one of the guys who was in charge of the Jeffersons managed to secure a match against the country's greatest team.
George Jefferson. It was Wheezy.
Why don't you guys guess who the country's greatest team was at the time, 1917?
Greatest football team or greatest
team?
Correct.
Teamed. Greatest football team.
I'll say it was the Bears.
You say the Bears?
Decatur Bears.
Is it a team that still exists today? I'm asking for hints.
I'm sure that somewhere there, this team still exists, but it might be like a dart league and a dive bar outside of Canton, but it's the Canton Bulldogs.
Okay. Oh, well, didn't football start in Canton, so they had a head start.
Sure, right. And they had the legendary Jim Thorpe as their star attraction.
Okay. Jim
Thorpe. Thorpe's squad crushed the Jeffs 41-0, the audacity of challenging such a superior team to a match won Lions and his club a bit of notoriety, and 3 years later they were fortunate to be inducted as an inaugural member of the newly formed American Professional Football Association, which would be known in 2 years as the National Football League.
Oh, look at this history lesson, huh?
Great work.
Let's see. As it turned out, Rochester was more interested in thriving Sandlot football circuit of local boys than in professional football.
Wait, what? Say that again.
As it turned out, Rochester was more interested in thriving Sandlot football circuit of local boys than in professional football. The team only won 2 games against NFL opponents during its entire history, both in the 1921 season, and both were relatively.
It sounds like professional football players are challenging, just like going around and playing against like teenage groups, like. That's like if you and your buddies are playing in the street, and all of a sudden, like, the Jacksonville Jaguars come by, like, hey, you want to play?
Yeah, right, exactly. Or, yeah, you just go out to a bar.
And I said them because they're the worst team in the league, but they would still murder a group of kids with no pads, you know?
I've got a team in black and white up in Oakland that would challenge that statement. It says the team only won 2 games against NFL opponents during its entire history, both in the 1921 season, and both were relatively weak opponents. The Tonawanda Kardex, whose match against Rochester was their only game in the league.
Okay, 2 questions. Where is Tonawanda, and what is a
Kardex? And what the hell is a Kardex?
How do you spell it? Is that like C-A-R-D-E-C-K, like the deck of a car?
That is incorrect. It's K-A-R-D-E-X.
Uh-huh.
And the other team was the Columbus Panhandles.
Lip gloss stuff. What is that? Well, Carmex. I'm thinking of Carmex.
Yeah.
Kardex.
The Panhandles?
The Panhandles, yeah. Mm. Who would go 0-8 that season.
And they're from where, you said?
Columbus.
Okay.
I'm Googling right now, what is a Kardex? Is a genericized trademark for a medication administration record.
Yeah, that's close. Yeah.
Wait.
It's a generic term for a medication administration record. So maybe theirs was like full of syphilis at the time or something. It's like, oh,
how could
man,
that be a team name? That's like a, what? That's like a...
Well, look at the Packers. The Green Bay Packers were meat packers. Maybe these guys were all like medical assistants.
They're all just like, they stamp like approved.
They're the ones who'd wheel out the hospital beds. But anyway, that's so basically.
Make me feel any worse about the game.
Right. Well, that's the whole
thanks for bringing
point.
All that up. And
man, congratulations on your
mess,
marriage.
Man. Yeah, I don't know. I
mean, it's.
But you know what I heard today is that Tressman has the same record after 2 seasons that Lovie Smith had and that Ditka had.
After two seasons.
Well, that'll make you feel better.
Maybe about Lovie, but Ditka, like, you could be a coach for 27 years back then and have like 10 straight losing seasons.
Yeah, a lot of those guys. I mean, look at like Dean Smith, like you, and Krzyzewski, like those guys. I mean,
when they
started, if those guys had started today, they would never got
never made it.
Never.
What's worse is, I mean, Lovie Smith was 10-6, you know, and he gets fired. It's like, not good enough. Let's bring in a new staff. And,
so yeah. That's great. So at that
from
point,
the CFL.
But yeah. I remember when Lovie Smith was fired, and I talked to you about it, and you were like, great. You know, we've got to go. Not necessarily great, but you were like, it's
got
to go in a different
change.
Direction.
Bears fans were psyched. Every Bears fan that I talked to.
Yeah, you wanted to change in like the idea.
Like, we got the right guy.
Then an offensive guy was coming in. It was like, ooh, we haven't had this yet. This is going to be great. Now it's to, it's I hate to make this weird analogy, but it's almost like the mid 2000s Cubs in a way. They spent the money, they got the great players, and it's even more disappointing.
Yeah.
Than when they stunk with bad players.
And they have a very dynamic offense that isn't doing anything.
That is not doing anything. Like, I mean, people come out and they're like, "Well, Jay Cutler doesn't play defense."
Well, Jay Cutler doesn't play offense.
He doesn't play offense.
He doesn't play offense. He plays defense.
We were there,
the
believe
team.
Me. Yeah.
Did I tell you that when I walked past the buses, like, so we went over to Kroll's West, which is a bar across the street.
Oh, you
got to
see this place someday.
Oh, it smells. And we walked past to get to our car. We walked past the buses, and Brandon Marshall was pretty much sitting shotgun, and he had a smile on his face like he just won 55-14. So I think it's way
well, Brandon
beyond
Marshall
Cutler's.
Also came out defending the coach today. He was, you know, he came out talking about Trestman. He's like, "Oh, we're gonna pass it." You know, I'm his guy. You know, like all that stuff. I mean,
yeah, I do. I think you're right. I don't think they really care.
He's anymore. A great team guy. Apparently.
I mean, we were the cool thing about being at a game is you get to, you know, in the fourth and four and they blow it, you get to watch them go to the sideline. Like, see where they're going. Brandon Marshall just take his helmet off, go off to the end, like nothing happened. Jay Cutler go this way. I mean, it was weird. It was we don't really care.
But Brandon Marshall's on so many happy pills now. Anyways,
yeah, he
it's
is.
Like, hey, this is awesome.
Life is great, man. Yeah.
And he can catch the shit.
I don't think
ball.
I'd want to be that happy all the time. Like, no. I kind of like being sarcastic.
But he was.
You wouldn't
want to
be Tommy Gimler your whole time?
Well,
whole
you're
life?
A very
but
happy guy.
Brandon Marshall was so angry when he was on the Broncos. Remember that? Because they were like, he's going to get. But because he had that. Didn't
he have
bipolar. Like
bipolar
disorder.
Yeah, he was bipolar.
So now he's
happy Brandon Marshall hasn't been stabbed by his girlfriend.
No, yes.
Angry Brandon Marshall was.
I have to give a shout out to The Onion for their Jay Cutler article today where he came out and blamed the punter. He said, "We got to really address the punt game a lot more." I thought it was hilarious. I believed it for like 2.5 seconds. I was like, The Onion got me again.
That's funny. Well, I was telling Tommy earlier, too, that this guy who's I met a legit compulsive gambler the other day, and he was on Sunday, and he's like, "All right, tell me who's going to win for the night game." And it was like, I think the Bears were getting like
nine and a half points.
He's like, "That's too much. I can't take that bet." I was like, "The Packers are going to win by at least 14. Yeah, he's like,
reason.
"No, I don't know." I was like, "Dude, the Bears gave up 50 plus points to the Patriots. They're going to get their ass kicked. They're playing in Lambeau Field." He's like, "I don't know." Anyways, I said at least 14. They won by 41. So just reverse the numbers that I suggested.
Dyslexic, bringing Brandon Marshall right back into the picture.
Dyslexic.
I think prophecy. The only thing that saved me too in the crowd of Packers fans that I was around when I was getting shit for going to the bathroom and stuff would be like, I would turn around, I'd be like, "Jay Cutler's one of the best Packers of all time." So he's going to be on your ring of honor here one day. Stop yelling at me, and at least I got some laughs.
Well,
there.
This albino kid's all right. Okay, all right. Let's stop giving him shit. All right.
I don't think Cutler's ever won in Lambeau, has he?
One. Well, I don't know if it's been in a Lambeau against the Packers. He's like 1-11.
Somebody told me
they
beat him at Lambeau last year. I feel like a bad fan for not knowing that. It's really hard to believe. Rodgers didn't play though.
No.
Rodgers.
No.
Hurt.
Yeah, that's right. Rodgers was hurt.
And who was your quarterback? He was like
Seneca Wallace, and then he got hurt.
Maybe the Bears did win that game. Then
they did win that game. Yeah,
the color probably wasn't even the quarterback. It was probably McCown.
I don't even want to talk about that season. Yeah,
I don't know.
So do you want to hear any more of the stats from last night's game and the records, or should we just get going on to somebody?
I think those stats would be slightly inflated.
To somebody else, it's actually a good time. We're speaking of like people with problems and teams with problems. It's a great segue into hot mess topic number two. Alden Smith.
The hot mess.
Who Adam Schefter came out. And Adam Schefter's kind of reliable, right? Especially for someone who works for ESPN.
Yeah, I'd say he's a reliable source.
Once you put that together, like usually if it comes from ESPN, you're like, well, we better wait about 24 hours to see whether or not that's true. But usually if Adam Schefter says something, it's true. So Adam Schefter came out with an article a couple of days ago, and it said that Alden Smith of the 49ers, who gets reinstated this week, he's eligible to play. I think they're playing the Giants this week. So he might be the first NFL player to ever pay to play. So what that means is his 2014 salary is $1.099 million, which at that point, even when you look at that, like how bad is that agent? Like,
yeah.
You couldn't get that to just an even 1.1? Is that $1,000? Like really that?
I think he was probably pushing for it because they probably know that he's a problem. So,
so his base salary, his 2014 salary, $1.099 million. After taxes, his net salary is $525,000. But because of all of his off the field issues, the money owed to San Francisco, $1.18 million. That means to play football this year, Alden Smith is going to have to pay the 49ers $661,000.
Just it doesn't seem right.
Is he
Like,
well, we were talking. You know, before we turned on the
mic. I don't think he has that money. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I don't. Like, I asked, is he going to have a payment plan? Seriously,
do you think he knows, or his agent's like, let's not tell Alden yet.
Yeah,
let's get him back on the field, and then we'll tell him.
He's
going
to be the first professional athlete to actually go broke while he's still playing. Yeah. And these other guys wait at least a couple seasons before they spend all their money because they're not getting a game check anymore.
He'll be like the first 30 for 30 while the guy's still playing. Like, what if I
told
you?
What if he finds out, like, during the game? Would he just leave? Like, what would he do if someone holds up a sign? And
someone
like,
goes to the sidelines and just whispers in his ear, what if I told you that you're spending $30,000 to be here right now? Just,
like Michelle Tomboy. I see the look on his face. Like, what'd you tell him? What?
Well, you got to think that if in if like
he's
future,
like, I'm gonna eat. And they're just like, no, you gotta pay us $1.8 million, dude.
Then I'm gonna hold out right now. I don't know if that's gonna work.
Yeah, that's
though.
Are you?
Then where he would get fined more and more and more, and it would.
Well,
just,
no, if you hold out in that place, I think they send debt collectors after you. They're gonna repossess his stuff.
That's not gonna
happen. Yeah, that car you crashed onto the lawn. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to take that. Your guns?
Can I
your
just
guns,
point out
the guns you use to shoot people at
I don't even
parties,
remember all that. The stuff that Alden Smith does. Like, oh, yeah, when you were at the airport and all that drugs and said you might have a bomb on you. Like, I don't remember.
Yeah, we're going to have to take those drugs.
Yeah.
Those are ours now. So, I mean, so what do you do at this point if you're Alden Smith? Do you send your agent in and say, let's renegotiate the contract? And
I
you
think-
take, like, your next 3 years and just say, I want a bunch of that money up front? And is this actually good for the 49ers? I mean, obviously it's good for the 49ers. Like,
it is. I mean,
this is one of your 53 players that you don't have to play.
He's actually paying you to work for you. But I think Alden Smith should actually do like a you know, like a Kickstarter campaign.
I'm Alden Smith. I want to pay football this year and get paid for
What's the item you get for a dollar? What's the one you get for the lowest donation?
I don't know, but I want the one to be like, if you donate $10,000, I put your name on the back of my jersey. But yeah, it's like I said, the thing is, this is like fantasy camp. Like, Alden Smith is essentially like a rich dude living out his ultimate fantasy, like rock and roll camp. It's like, oh, you get to play with Joe Perry for, you know, $10,000 this weekend. It's like, how much does it cost to play six games in the NFL? $661,000. Which there are people in this world who can't afford that.
They would play.
They would play. They would die.
Like, think about, like,
I think
someone has,
would do it.
Like, with The Rock? Like, The Rock has enough money to do that, and he played football at the University of Miami.
Yeah, you'd have to pay The Rock. I don't think The Rock would. I think you'd
have
to pay
The Rock's going
to
risk getting
hurt. Just to show that he's still got it?
$6.5 million.
I don't know if The Rock still has it.
Or ever had it.
Yeah, I mean, no, but he was big. I mean, Rock is way bigger now than he was.
Speaking of wrestling, I could see Alden Smith making the transition.
Alden Smith might have to.
You might see Alden Smith in anything.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, he doesn't have a choice. I said he would have to go to his agent and say, let's renegotiate our contract. Like, let's get a 5-year deal that's going to be way less than what it would have been just to get all that money up front. So he's got something coming in.
That's a great bid for SNL. Like, Alden Smith going to Subway saying, oh, I'll do the commercials for you. Like, yeah, we're good. We're good with Justin Tuck and
please, I need anything.
Robert Griffin III and the wrestling guy that nobody
But Robert
knows.
Griffin III isn't even playing anymore.
He's just going to be doing, like, local car dealerships. I think we're going to have to move to the San Francisco Bay Area just to see the commercials Alden Smith is doing. Like, used car lots.
And they're only in Oakland, too. Like, no one on, like, you know, the good side of the bay will touch him. It's everything that's on that side.
What would you bet him actually finishing the season? What do you think the spread on, like, the odds in Vegas?
Finishing
the season. Like, he's going to find out about the money issues.
I think he has to finish the season.
Does he go off the rails?
I think he's already off the rails.
What if I gave you, I don't know, 12 to 1?
I think he'll finish the season because he's going to make money next year.
Okay.
And he needs it.
He needs it.
Well, the Raiders are going to give him 5.8.
I mean, how much do you think Alden Smith actually has in savings?
Right. No.
Like, a lot of these guys, you think, savings? What is that?
He probably looks at his agent. Well, what was the money I was giving you?
Yeah. Yeah.
These guys are like,
I have savings. No, that's a debit card. Like, that's not savings. It's like, I got this one. Oh, that's a credit
that's
card.
A men's
dude.
Warehouse
that's
card, Alden. That's.
For $2.
That's a Blockbuster video card. That doesn't even exist anymore, dude.
The Kickstarter campaign.
Alden Smith.
For $2, I will sign your Topps, you know, your Topps football card.
$2.
Which you will provide with a $2
is only
stamp.
One letter. $2 is
there's gonna be in
to get his whole autograph, you have to pay like $300.
There's going to be some in there he screws up on X, like you said, $10,000, and he'll put your name on the jersey. But for like $8,000, you get something even better than the $10,000 one.
What if there was like a new Jackass movie? Would Alden Smith do it? Like, hi, I'm Alden Smith of the San Francisco 49ers.
He would cameo it.
And I'm going to jump in this pile of shit
for $10,000.
I think you would. I think you would.
That would be an unbelievable movie. Like, yeah, you owe $661,000.
It's a highlight ball right to the nuts.
No, I don't exactly. I don't owe $661,000, but I would jump in a pile of shit for $10,000. Be like, wait, just once?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I can shower?
And especially, okay. Do you own a house?
Nope.
Do you own probably six cars?
Nope.
You know, do you have an entourage of 15 people that you're like that are you know, sucking at your teeth?
Do you have 14 kids? Nope.
No, see, and we don't have any of this stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's like in that what are they talking about? How all the players, they make all this money and they don't know what to do with it, and then, you know, a couple years after they're out of the league, they're broke because their kids are expensive. They're still living the same lifestyle they were when they were in the league and they were getting a game check. But it's like, you know, these guys, they'd be better off working at Kmart for 35 years because they wouldn't be in such financial distress.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I mean, they were so rich and now they're so broke. And it's like,
and then the case of Alden Smith, it's like he's not even getting a game check and he's still in the game and he's living it like he's getting a game check.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what his personal spending habits are. I mean, you need a lot of
money
for these
guns
and these drugs.
If it's anything like his, you know, off the field habits, it's probably pretty ridiculous.
That's probably insane.
It's Jay Cutler's fault. Yeah. The whole thing.
It's not Jay Cutler's fault. It's Mark Trestman's fault.
Stop.
Going back to that, we didn't even touch on that. Did you see what Bears fans were doing? It's not every Bears fan. Obviously, it's only a couple of them. But Chloe Trestman, who's smoking hottie.
Oh, she's got that like popular Instagram page or something.
Twitter.
Oh,
so she went, I think before the game, she went on and she said something like, let's go Bears. It's going to be a great game. Let's go. So then, you know, while the game's going on and the next day after the game, like she just started getting berated and people actually started like sending her death threats on Twitter. A couple of guys, your dad's getting fired. Your dad's a faggot. Don't let me catch you walking alone. I would rape the shit out of her.
Yeah.
I would fucking eat her remains. I'm going to roll around in and drink her fucking blood.
It's just sad.
And this is at like with her tag to it, right? So this isn't even like, so she's seeing all this. This isn't like a couple of buddies going back and forth. It's like, you know, they're discussing jokes, but whatever. Bears are easier than you on prom night. Your dad is a goner. Tell your dad to just collapse, but don't get up. Fuck your dad. Go back to Canada. Pretty sure your dad is part of ISIS.
Like, that's funny. That all the other ones were horribly mean.
Right.
Still, though, they're all. That's the kid. It's the daughter. I mean, treat it to the father if you want, but still, it's like. People need to chill out on the internet. Like, the internet just highlights crazy people. Like, crazy. Like.
Your dad's the reason a bunch of inbred Packers fans are going to bang and make more inbreds.
There we go.
You could see, like, you can watch, like, a pleasant, like, cartoon for children on YouTube. And then underneath, it's just, like, the most racist shit you've ever read in the comments. It's like, why? Why does it need to be there? People need to chill out.
Anyway, just to get that in one more time. So speaking of the internet and how crazy it is, the good part about the internet is that we get to actually see nowadays, back, you know, 20 years ago, we didn't get to see like who was getting arrested at the University of Charleston.
Yeah.
And now because of the internet, we get to see that. So that's going to lead us into our next segment. The Pile.
Ooh. The Pile.
So it's our first podcast here, The Pile. Every week we're going to go over, the weekly, basically the previous week's arrests that are somehow related to the sporting community. It could be arrests. It could be punishments. It could be just basically it's like the crime report. And if just in case you don't think it's ever going to happen every single week, believe me, there are enough arrests related to sports that we will have enough material. So once again, it's time for the pile.
The pile.
Pile number one. Gentlemen, I'll read off the arrest. You tell me your thoughts about it. Good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Two University of Charleston football players, wide receiver Devon Henry and running back Marquise White, were arrested this Monday. Take a guess on what they're arrested for. Is this going to get you in a bad spot already?
Counterfeiting.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, this is what we went over. They were arrested for their roles in a counterfeiting scheme. They are accused of allegedly using numerous fake $20 bills at various stores. Henry, 20 years old, and White, 21 years old, have been dismissed from the team.
All right. How often were they doing this for them to get caught, and what were they buying?
Well, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how far they went. Like, did they go to 10 stores? And, like, at that point, like, hey, man, we just got $200 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Or were they just using it, like, I'll take a pack of gum and then pocketing $19?
Yeah, see, if you hit 10 stores at once and you shut it down, I respect that. See, I've often thought about this one. I like this one. It is a good one.
You got to be smart about it.
But when you start, yeah, like, give me a pack of Wrigley's gum for 28 cents and then I want the change at 10 different stores.
Like, I was waiting tables once and some guy paid, like, his bill was, like, $200. He paid in all 10s. I go in the back, and they're not real. So,
like, obviously not real.
Yeah. Now, if he does that,
like,
every day.
I was like, what's with this money? It, yeah. Like, it looked kind of real, yeah. But it felt weird, and, like, right. It just wasn't a real $10 bill.
Yeah.
And he gave me a stack of them. I was like, who carries this many tens?
Is this made out of clay?
Yeah. So, luckily, like, there's some extra security that night at the place where I worked, and one of the guys was, like, a cop, and I was like, hey, dude. And he knew the guy, and he was just like, he was basically like, take this money back and don't ever spend it. You know, like, we're not going to call the cops on you because you come in all the time. And why are you spending fake money here?
What did he say?
He was like, oh, my bad. I wasn't supposed to do that. I was like, what?
Oh, my bad.
I don't know. But he's like, oh, I got real money.
This sounds like something Jameis Winston would do.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's I like the spirit of this one. I don't think it's awful. But well, again, what were they buying is the key.
In there, well, all right.
And
so
how were they spending it, too? Like,
In their defense, you know, maybe so Henry was charged with one count of passing counterfeit bills. White was charged with 5 counts of passing count. So maybe Henry was the one who was like, hey, man, we got away with the ones. That's cool. I got $19. I can eat this week, right? And then White was probably the guy who was like, no, man. You ever been to that 7-Eleven down on Main Street, man? There's no way that Indian's going
to
pick
this
out.
It had to be like a big purchase, because if you just give like $20, you're like, oh, it's an accident. Like, yeah, I had it. I thought it was real. I deposited, like, one of those $10 bills got mixed up into my money once, like, because they were just kind of
floating
around. Yeah, I deposited in the bank, and I got this weird charge on my bank, and I was at my bank statement. I was like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, one of the tens you deposited wasn't real. And I was like, what do you mean?
We were at a strip joint when I was 21 in Chicago, and I thought it was an ATM, and so I asked for 50. They gave me 50 fun bucks.
Oh, yeah.
You have to spend the fun bucks at the strip club. And I'm not even a strip club guy. Like, I really wanted it for other
stuff. I went to a strip club once for a bachelor party, and they were like, you can't spend real money here. You need to buy the beaver bucks. I was like, what the fuck is a beaver? And the thing is, though, you have to buy it, but then you can't redeem it. It's not like you get, like, a plush toy at the end or money. You just have to buy. It's like no returns on beaver bucks. It's like,
so I think we now need to do a contest where we all go around with beaver bucks and try to spend that as counterfeit
at a Walmart on condoms. You don't need condoms anymore. But that would have been an even better story. Devon Henry was arrested on Thursday, along with running back Marquise White, for attempting to use beaver bucks at a Charleston area Walmart.
Well, I don't know what they were buying, too. Like, college kids, what are they buying? Like, my buddy was at UMass. There was this big scandal of one of the players was stealing, this is years ago. I think it was Monty Mack. This guy played basketball at UMass. He was stealing $600 worth of DVDs from, like, a Best Buy. He was just walking out of the store with a shopping cart filled with DVDs, not even trying to pay.
Right. He tried to use the counterfeit money.
Just not even caring, right? Yeah. Like, nothing. They're like, hey, you can't do that. He's like, whatever, right?
And
so he gets arrested. My friend told me he went to UMass, was at his apartment. He's like, dude had more DVDs than anyone I've ever seen in my life. Like, just walls, like nothing even open, like multiple copies of like
Kindergarten Cop, Twins.
He had the Arnold Schwarzenegger collection.
He had 6 copies of Mom and Dad Save the Earth.
Yeah,
the pile.
All right, next arrest: University of South Florida defensive end Daniel Awolik arrested for second-degree felony firearm possession.
Just out of curiosity, I don't know if you, do you guys know what is first degree, what is second degree, what is third degree? I have no idea.
And is it illegal to possess any sort of firearm in Florida?
Right. I mean, you wouldn't think, but here's the big thing. He was arrested following a background check when he tried to pawn a firearm in July 2014. The background check revealed he was convicted on a battery charge in 2011, and at that point, he was prohibited from possessing a firearm until the age of 24. He's only 22. So that's what it is. If you hit somebody, then they say, hey, you can't have a gun.
So he got arrested when he was trying to sell the gun to a pawn shop.
Correct, because then they went back and did a background check, and it finally caught up with him now. Like,
so there's a chance he didn't even buy the gun. He just had it. Like, someone's like, oh, here's a gun. He's like, oh, I'm going to pawn this.
Again, you don't see any like Alabama players on this list because they're getting paid real cash. This guy probably just, yeah, found a gun or something, tried to make a couple bucks. I don't blame him for having a gun. I bet you half of his team at the University of South Florida, like, it warrants having a gun.
I bet you half of the team has a gun in the back of their truck that you can see. It's like, see, it's Florida, man. Have you been to Florida? Yeah, it's like a lawless other country.
The Pile.
This is an interesting one. University at Albany wide receiver Jordan Crockett arrested for falsely reporting an incident. And that incident was allegedly making a bomb threat against his own college.
To get out of class?
This smells like he just saw Road Trip the other night and said, you know what? I've got, you know, sociology 101. I really haven't been going to class. I really don't understand sociology. I don't want to go to the test. I'm going to call it a bomb threat.
I'm going to say marijuana had something to do with that.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he's just bored. Albany's a pretty boring place. Yeah. It's like, let's liven things up.
There's a river there.
Yeah, there's a river. It's the capital.
It's always a river.
Yeah.
So that's it? That's all we got on that one? Making a bomb threat against...
Making a bomb threat against the school? I don't know, man. I'm thinking like...
We might have to have him call into next week's show.
Yeah.
And say, hey, man, talk to us about it. Maybe it'll help you out.
Jordan Crockett. I don't know, man. Why would you call in a bomb threat at all, like, to get out of a test? I mean, here's the thing. You would think, like, a football player or, yeah, he's a wide receiver. So the football player, like, would even have to get out of a test?
Right. He should have just went to his coach. I'm sure they had something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Albany is what, Division III? Or is Albany in Division, was it 1AA school?
I didn't even know Albany had a university, much less a football team.
Well, Albany plays Division I college basketball because they're in the tournament sometimes, but their football team, there's no way they're Division I, so I wonder what division they are.
I don't wonder too hard. If they're not even Division I, I don't even know why we're talking about
well,
it.
I don't know. According to the interwebs, he shined in the Crab Bowl last year to get his Albany offer.
Of course.
And his quotes.
What is that, a juco?
The coaches knew I'm the type of player that stretches the field, so before the game they told us the first play would be a long pass to me.
Or a deep bomb.
They just told me, just go. So
so he did.
He understands the offense, which is a big
the
part
go
of
offense.
I'm sure you'll.
What is the Crab Bowl, by the way? Is that like a Baltimore thing?
That's not, yeah, sounds it sounds like a big deal in Louisiana or Maryland. Maryland, for sure. Baltimore.
The Pile.
Moving on, we got two more of these.
You skipped Arian Penton, by the way.
Oh, yeah, for time reasons. I mean, the only thing I was going to say, it's like it's pot, who cares?
In Missouri, pot? Yeah, it's just he's in the wrong state.
And he actually has enough like stats this year where you know they're going to get him off. Like he has 30 tackles, 7 pass breakups, and 3 interceptions in 9 games. Yeah. So he's like, he's playing, it's pot, it's less than 35 grams, who cares? Yeah, Mike Vrabel, who I thought the interesting part about Mike Vrabel, the former, New England Patriots standout linebacker, former Ohio State assistant coach, now the linebacker coach for the Houston Texans. He has a great Twitter if you're into, like, you know, nice announcements, like really good announcements. He's got a picture of some kid, you know, who's got some kind of disability in a wheelchair, and he said something nice. Announcements for baseball tryouts and all this other stuff going on in Houston. Picture of his son, with some girl at homecoming. And then the next one is to all the Houston area pawn shops. 3 Super Bowl rings are headed your way, courtesy of the motherfuckers who smashed our back door in.
pretty great.
So the last I checked, so obviously Mike Vrabel had his three Super Bowl rings ganked, and the last I checked, the cops said they had good leads.
Doesn't he have a safe? That's right, my question.
Like, or is it just on like on display? I think he's got a trophy case. And
why does he just wear one at all times?
Yeah, I would say this is one of those ones in the next 48 hours this gets flushed out.
Right.
Yeah, the college grad who did this is going to go into the wrong place to sell it.
Have you been to Houston?
Yeah, this is going to
It's not a college grad. This is a buddy of Johnny Jolly who went in there. And
yeah, I mean.
I got a feeling this one's going to end funny. Something weird's going to, like, the pawn shop guy's going to know Vrabel. He's going to call him, the guy's here. Hey, what are you going to do?
He's going to beat him up.
It's Pulp Fiction. You want me to, should we take him in the back?
Yeah. It's his son that he was so proud of, like, you know, going to homecoming with this chick.
This is an elaborate insurance scheme.
This is going to end bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe it was Vince Wilfork or his wife. Still pissed at Vrabel for his comments last year on the radio show.
So what were the comments?
Vrabel was asked who has the ugliest wife in sports.
He said that?
And he said Vince Wilfork's wife.
No.
Which is terrible because I love Bianca Wilfork. I think she's great. I follow her on Twitter. She's hilarious.
But is she hot?
She's not a beautiful woman, but she's
that's a great way. That's a great line.
She is.
You don't have to be politically correct on this. Oh, no. A, nobody's listening.
I like her. I think she's awesome, man.
I just looked her up, and I agree.
She is, like, she's cool. She's super into football.
She seems really fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She sits on the sidelines.
Who asks the question, who's the ugly, who has the ugliest wife? That's a ballsy question.
And who answers it? Do you just be like, I don't know. Even if you know, you're going to be like, I don't know.
Right, no.
And who picks a fight with Vince Wilfork? No,
right.
The scariest dude.
You say something like Cole Beasley, because you know he's not going to come after you.
No, he's not going to do it.
Cole Beasley.
Dane Sausenbacher.
Or you're like
a punter.
Yeah. Or like one of those like NASCAR guys that were fighting, like Jeff Gordon or whatever that dude. Like those guys were like slap fighting.
There's a great picture of his wife and Gisele Bündchen walking through an airport, and that's pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah?
That's who Gisele's hanging out with to look even hotter.
Is it Bündchen?
No.
Gisele Brady.
Bündchen. She doesn't call herself Gisele Brady, does she?
She should.
She makes more money than he does.
He's a little whipped. Is he whipped?
Oh, yeah.
Tom Brady? I don't know. He just seems like such a nice, you know. A
nice guy. Yeah. Well, Brady's got
Well, what if you were married to Gisele?
I'm not. I'm just saying most of these guys don't seem like that.
We have good looking wives.
I agree.
We're not whipped. I honestly think we're the kind of guys who wouldn't put up with that. I would put up with it for about 6 weeks, and then after she gave me mono or something like that from whipping me and making me go do all this stuff, then I would just dump her once she got mono, yeah.
What if you had mono and she took care of you for 2 weeks and then
she got mono?
That would be the perfect insult. Like, nobody whips this guy.
Second, that rings a bell.
Nobody whips this guy.
The pile.
All right, final part of the pile. Final piece of the pile. I'm not a big NHL guy, but this one's pretty crazy. Carter Ashton of the Toronto Maple Leafs in the NHL, Murph, suspended 20 games for PED use. He'll forfeit nearly $170,000 in salary. Because he took clenbuterol, which is not approved for human use in either Canada or the U.S., but he said he suffered an asthmatic spasm in late August while in a training session getting prepared for the NHL season. One of the other athletes he was training with, not him, this wasn't his, gave him an inhaler in order to help open his airway, which provided him with immediate relief from his asthma attack. He kept the inhaler and used it a second time early in training camp. Blah, blah, blah. Turns out that since clenbuterol is not legal for human use in Canada or the U.S., that inhaler either came from Europe or it was designed for horses.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking up, when I looked up clenbuterol side effects, the first link was on livestrong.com. Oh, sweet irony. But anyways, it says it is a drug designed for use as an antihistamine in veterinary medicine. So, yeah, it was probably like a horse inhaler or something. Or he was just taking it because he didn't, he didn't even bother to appeal.
He didn't. That's the craziest part of it.
Yeah.
Someone comes up to you and says you're taking an inhaler that was either bought in Europe or designed for horses. Wouldn't you just say, like, oh, you must have gotten it in Europe then?
Have you seen what the horse inhaler looks like?
No.
I urge you guys all to Google it. It's sort of like a penis, sideways penis pump.
All right, horse inhaler.
With like an Asian, I don't want the flu mask, sort of. And there's literally an inhaler pumping it into the penis mask. Into one nostril because it doesn't fit in both nostrils.
So do you think this is the mask?
So what was he doing? Like, was he literally like, yeah, hook me up.
Put this on your face. No, bro, there's cameras in here. I know you're screwing with me.
There are
a
couple different variations of the horse inhaler.
There's one on a jackass and it looks like a bucket. That's pretty great.
So if you Google, let's say you Google image the horse inhaler. So I Googled clenbuterol horse inhaler and it's got pictures of horses and whatever. And then it's got like a picture of just a ripped dude. You can't see his head, but he's got just jeans on, his hands in his pockets, you know? So,
yeah,
see, I mean, he knows.
As I scroll down, I see the more professional-looking one, but the first one I saw, yeah.
I mean, he was just doing this. I mean, and I'm showing them a picture of a child having someone else administer an inhaler.
With Shutterstock on it? Like, what is so great about that picture that someone
it's
says, like,
I can't, man.
Hey, look, I can't, you know. Make sure our watermark's over it.
It's big business. You can't steal from stock photography. People do it all the time.
You know, as someone in college who loved buying stuff off the internet between 2 and 4 a.m., it would have came close. If somebody had been like, this is going to help you sleep, I might have given it a shot.
Oh, here's the inhaler that he was using. This is amazing.
That looks normal.
There's like a woman strapped to a vacuum cleaner. That's not weird
at all. Yeah, while he was on the ice, you know, he started having an asthmatic attack, and all of a sudden the guy was like, hey, just use my inhaler.
So if you think
it's a salt inhaler for people.
If Carter was like, his buddy's like, yeah, you should try this. And he's like, yeah, well, I'll do that. What else would he have done?
I don't know. But quick, Carter Ashton, like, he has two very trendy white person names for his first name and last name. His name could have been Ashton Carter, and it still would have been the same shit, you know?
Give it to Carter. He'll try it.
Either way, he sounds smart enough, doesn't he?
He sounds smart enough.
Come on.
I don't think
Carter Ashton?
Mm-mm. Carter Ashton, NHL star? Yeah, I'm sure he's a brilliant man.
Yeah.
Fact or fudge? All right, so we've got time for one more segment. I love this segment. This one we're going to throw in every single week because it's that good. We have like 8 or 9 different segments that we can do. We're going to have my Indian intern in here next week to talk about his football picks. Tough week for him last week.
Does he really exist? I've just been hearing about this guy.
No, it's crazy, man. He stinks. He's straight off the streets of Howrah, but the kid can pick football games. He's hitting at like 50-some% this year.
Nice. He's like Matthew McConaughey and
all right,
Dallas Buyers
Club. Two for the money.
Yeah, two for the money. No, that's Catherine Heigl. fuck, it's like for the love. It's one
Grey's
of those.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
No, that's Catherine Heigl.
Al Pacino was in it.
You're a quarterback. No, I know what you're talking about. It is something like
one for the money, I think.
Maybe it's one
I
for the money.
I think it's one of the money. We need to look this
up. Well, anyway, this
the
guy.
The segment is on hold.
Rakesh will be here next week, and he's going to tell you how to bet on football. But this segment called Factor Fudge is one that we're going to have every single week. So this episode of Factor Fudge, I'm going to give you a name. Barry, Andy, you guys are going to tell me, is he an international NBA player? Or a minority porn star.
And is this contest style? Like one of us goes first, then
no, I'm gonna throw because
are we a team? Like, do we have to discuss?
Is there an over under on this?
There are given. You know what? Well, let's screw it. Let's go in as a team.
Okay, so I think our over under should be 4.5.
How many are there? Eight. Right?
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, no. There's gonna be 1, 2, 3, 4. There's gonna be 9. So it gives you a chance to win.
It was
gives
two for the money.
What? See that?
So what's
I know
the
my Rene
Michael
Russo
movie,
movies.
Man?
Knocked up.
No, she was in some stupid movie too.
No, impossible. She's great.
All right.
Spell her name with a C.
Catherine?
No,
K.
No, it's K.
And Heigl,
I mean, I don't
Heigl's
know that.
With an H.
I'm just
guessing. Fact or fudge. All right, so here we go. Fact or fudge. International NBA player or minority porn star? You guys are acting as a team.
All right. So does that mean we get to answer this?
Yeah, we discuss it a
correct.
Little
yeah,
bit.
You guys okay. Discuss it. Talk it over. I mean, that's what actually makes the game your discussion.
Oh, she was in one for the money. McConaughey was in two for the money. I think we should one day watch these movies back to back. Just have a guy's day.
That would be hard.
Which one would we want first? Will we
I'm
going to
make sure I get a couple of like caramel mushrooms.
Yeah. Oh, man. It sounds like a... great
let's
day.
Watch a Sixers game first.
You guys, you know what? We'll I'm recovering from my tonsillectomy coming up in about a month, you guys should come over. We're going to have a
three for the money day. We're going to have one for the money followed by two for the money, even though they were made in a different order. Two for the money is going to be the palate cleansing. I don't know which one's going to be. I really don't know what.
You can go into Best Buy and probably buy those as like the duo, like the combo.
The one for the two for the money?
Correct. The combo? Money, the money combo.
They come in the same DVD.
I think two for the money will probably come with The Recruit. Like, you know, Al Pacino's finer films.
The Recruit. Yeah. Yes.
We used to.
It doesn't come with like a Scent of a Woman.
No. Scent of a Woman comes with, what does that come with? That's a great one.
Scent of a Woman would come in with, what's
Bachelor.
That?
Bachelor.
No, I think it would come with
the Val Kilmer movie where he doesn't have eyes. Or he
Batman
gets an
and Robin.
Transfer.
Could be Batman and Robin. But I was saying the Bachelor movie
because
that's
because
like
of Chris O'Donnell?
Like,
yeah, it would be a Chris O'Donnell box set. It wouldn't
yeah,
be,
it would
a Pacino
be a
box set.
No. Pacino wouldn't like that.
It would just come with it comes in the back of NCIS Los Angeles season 2.
Fact or fudge? All right. Number 1. International NBA player or male minority points porn star.
Oh, could one of them possibly be a female one?
No. They're all males. I've got to reset my browser.
Is it a male or female?
Female porn star.
As well.
I don't know.
Yeah, the browser, this is one where you don't just like reset it once and shut it down. This is where you reset it like 3 or 4 times, empty your caches, I mean everything. Almost take it down to the Mac store and just say, please empty it after looking at this stuff. All right, here we go. Number 1, C.J. Wright. Wright is W-R-I-G-H-T. C.J. Wright.
I'm leaning porn star.
I'm leaning porn star too.
Should we lock it in?
What? Yeah. Why would you just automatically lean porn star?
Because CJ Wright, this is silly. You probably got us on this. Seems like it would not be a foreign NBA player's name.
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. So it's...
You lied to us about the game, is what you're saying.
Oh, no, you're right. International NBA player or minority porn star. Yeah. CJ Wright.
Porn star.
I just thought he sounded like a basketball player.
He is. With a black dude who wears knee braces? Because he's a black porn star that wears knee braces.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Manhattan guy?
I don't know, but I gotta look him up. I gotta find him this week. I'll do some research.
It just says he's known as the king of BBW. Wright specializes in directing movies with big, beautiful women and has BBW actress Victoria's Secret signed as an exclusive performer for his website.
How do you spell BBW Victoria? Is big, beautiful woman? I thought it was big, black woman all the time when I was looking in like
big, beautiful, big, beautiful woman, I guess. Huh. He's won a lot of awards too. Best male performer in a BBW movie. Best group sex scene in Dynamic Booty 4. And also best double penetration sex scene in Black Owned 3.
Pacino and Catherine Heigl. Big Booty 5.
He's a big group performer. Best three-way sex scene in 2011 in Sexual Blacktivity 2.
Like Paranormal Activity?
That's an amazing... Sexual name, Blacktivity. Sexual Blacktivity.
Fact or fudge? So you guys are good. You guys got...
We're up.
One CJ. For one.
All right.
I think you gave us a layup on that one.
We're almost at our over.
Victor Claver.
This seems like a trick.
It's not...
Sounds like a Turkish forward.
Listen, when we're talking about fact or fudge...
How do you spell Claver? Some of these we need spelling
there's
on
a K
because
in the
it could
Victor,
be a pun.
If there's a K in the Victor.
You want a pun. It's fact or fudge. Victor International Claver. NBA player, Victor minority Claver. Porn star. Get ready, guys, because some of these are going to get hard.
For the porn name,
there's
you have
a
to
pun.
Say it in different cadence. Victor Claver.
Guess, I don't know, man.
I'll give you this one, but I'm going to go NBA.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, he's like a power forward.
Victor
Turkey.
Claver. Claver spelled C-L-A-V-E-R.
Yeah,
NBA.
NBA.
What team does he play for?
But that's not part of the game.
Yeah, that's not part of the game. But I'm going to guess
like
the Orlando Magic.
They seem like an international hotspot. Victor Claver.
Nuggets.
Ooh, good guess.
Ooh, that's a great guess. The correct answer is he's an NBA player.
Yes. And what team does he play for?
Victor Claver.
An international player.
It's an international. Well, it's an international NBA player, like an NBA player of international descent.
Well, I feel like an idiot. Okay.
Hold on, just a second. We might be wrong here because I can't find his name.
Oh, he's a porn star. You're that wrong.
He might. He might
just
be
a fake person.
I think
person.
He might got his team wrong.
Trick
he's not
question.
A porn star.
Fake person.
fake.
I'm sorry. He's from Spain. He's on the Portland Trailblazers.
I wish he was on the Mets.
I'm sure he fits in real nice there.
He's from Spain?
Like a real international player or porn star would have been.
That means
really
his
hard.
Name would be Victor Krabber.
There are.
Victor Fudge.
Next one, Dante Exum.
Oh, that's easy.
Exum?
I don't even know what team he's on. That's how pathetic of an NBA.
All right, you got this one.
Utah Jazz guy.
He is. He's from Australia, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Oh man, I forgot that I'm dealing with you, the NBA expert.
He was like the fifth.
He was like, yeah, he was like
the fifth pick in the draft.
He was. He was the fifth overall pick in the draft.
Fact or fudge?
Dante Exum. So you guys are 3-0 right now. I honestly thought this was gonna be a lot harder than what it is. Nene.
Oh, that's NBA. Nene Hilario. He actually has a last name.
Correct.
And he's from Brazil.
Gives a shit. I thought I would stump you guys with a couple. That one I thought was easy. Fact I was going to give you guys
fudge.
That one. Mandingo.
Mandingo Jenkins, power forward for the no.
Mandingo.
Well,
porn.
That is correct. Born in 1975.
What's the actual inches of Mandingo Schlong?
I'll look at that. His height, he's only 5 feet 7 inches tall.
Ooh.
He's starred in 362 films as an actor. According to Pornhub, Mandingo, this is in 2013, Mandingo is the most searched male pornographic actor.
Huh. I don't know if I've ever Googled him.
In 2007, he won the AVN Award. He was a nominee, excuse me.
Loser.
Best oral sex scene in Boob Bangers 2. In 2006, he was a nominee for Best Sex Scene Coupling, Tiffany and Company. Company.
So what team does he play for?
Luol Dong.
Come on.
Shut up. Is it Luol Dong?
There has to be a porn star named Luol Dong. I'm just kidding. It's Dang. As I'm going through, it's like,
that
oh,
one, he's like a starter.
What about Anus Cantor?
It's not Anus Cantor.
Well, how do you pronounce it?
Anus.
Anus. All right. Right. That's an NBA player. All right.
Fact or fudge?
All right. So you guys are obviously up on your male porn stars and NBA players. Last one, fact or fudge, international NBA player or minority porn star, Kenny Stiles.
Kenny Stiles. Well,
it's got to be porn.
No. It could be Stiles from Teen Wolf.
I don't know.
I keep thinking of Scott Skiles. That rhymes. Kenny Stiles. Is Stiles spelled with a Z?
Good question.
No.
Ooh.
Stiles. Kenny Stiles.
What are some of the names of the movies Kenny's
been? What's his porn number?
Blue Chips. Looks like he's been in Air Jam.
I kind of want to guess NBA, but he's not. He's definitely not a foreign NBA player. The name Kenny Stiles.
Yeah, this is a trick.
So maybe this could be porn. We're taking this seriously, by the way.
I'll go porn.
See, I think where I went wrong, where I would have stumped you guys, if I would have just said NBA player.
Or porn star.
Yeah, yeah, it would have been tough. We'll have to. Let's go back and do that again.
2-minute warning.
Congrats, guys. There it is. It's the first Daily Upper Decker podcast in the books. How do you feel, man?
I feel pretty good.
It's good.
I'm tired, but I feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were here for a little while.
We can go and watch Mandingo porn.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what we have slated for next week, but I'm sure it's going to be sports related, but we will not talk about male pornographic actors. You guys seem to have that covered very well.
What if
we
get Kenny Stiles as a guest?
If we get Kenny Stiles as a guest, I will make sure that...
A lot of these guys, I bet they live in this area.
Anus Cantor would come on the show. Or
Anus Cantor would be here.
Anus Cantor.
You got to think that eventually there's going to be a porn star named Luol Dong.
Probably.
Let's make a 10-year bet. I'll give you $25 in the next 10 years if no Luol Dong is out there.
Keeps winning and becomes an all-star and stuff, yes. But if he doesn't get famous enough, then no.
Shake on it. $25 in the next 10 years. We're still going to be buddies in 10 years.
Luol Dong.
Luol Dong will be a porn star at that point, and he'll only do sports-related porns. $25.
I'm going to sports-related porn. Come on.
They exist.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm going to say no on that one.
All right. So $25 for good? Yeah, witness? So.
Yeah, I'll witness that.
It is weird. Right. This is the weirdest bet I've ever made in my life.
Also, it's great. It's on audio. You don't need a witness.
Yeah, you have it.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to listen to this one. But we'll be back next week with better material.
You'll have it in your personal archives. It says open in 25 years.
Put it in our little time capsule.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, guys. Enjoy the fact knowing you guys just got paid to do a podcast. And yes, Alden Smith will not make a dime next week. Sacking Eli Manning.
Thanks, Tommy. The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.